Yes. Hey. Hey, tune in and keep it locked right here on The Buzz. Studio W Buzz. Global Radio. Coming up, Monday Night Madness with WB as special guest, Lady Q.
Members only.
In the meantime,
it's a private party. Don't need no money to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook. Bring your broken heart.
Bring.
Cause it's members only tonight.
Come on.
Say you lost your woman.
Ooh.
Say you lost your man. You got a lot of problems far in your life.
Come on, son.
Well, they throw in a party for the broken hearted, and it's members only tonight.
Come on.
Go tell mama. Go tell daddy.
Don't tell daddy.
Red or yellow. Woo. Black or white. Throw in a party. All for the sad and lonely. It's members only tonight. Members only.
Come on, man.
It's a private party.
Talk to him, bro.
Don't need no money to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook. Bring your broken heart. Cause it's members only tonight. Say you lost your woman. Say you lost your man. You got a lot of problems. Why in your life?
Come on.
They're throwing a party for the broken hearted. And it's members only tonight. Go tell mama.
Come on.
Don't go tell daddy. Red or yellow.
This is Monday Night Madness.
Black or white. Throw in a party.
WBSDA. Waymaker.
Members only tonight.
Come on, man.
Conscious members only. Conscious members only tonight.
Conscious members only tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, hey, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Monday Night Madness. Hey, I'm your host, WB, and my main man, oh, hey, Waymaker. Come on, turn your camera, brother. The Waymaker, the best promoter anywhere on the globe. D.A., my main man, we've got a special guest and recording artist, Lady Q. Oh, okay, Waymaker, he's there. Okay, all right. Hey, Way.
Yes.
D.A.
Yes, sir. What's happening, baby?
You already know.
We Ooh, we got the queen on tonight. Ain't that something?
Are you serious right now?
Lady Q.
Lady Q?
Yeah, that's the queen.
Oh. Hello?
It's the queen.
Well, that's what... Well, that's the first letter in queen, ain't it?
Yeah, that's it. Right. Q. I just try to keep it simple with the Q.
And we're going to bring back... Hey, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are around the globe, kick back, grab a glass. This is a show to be remembered. And before we bring on Lady Q, Waymaker, you know our thing is we always like to acknowledge the great artists that have graced our platform throughout the season, right? And if you don't mind, sir, I got to drop this by Mr. Bill Omar.
Come.
Na-na-na-na-na-na. I had to do it, bro.
Yeah, you know that's my favorite.
Na-na-na-na-na-na. The greatest song I ever sang. Oh, oh, oh. Kick back.
Yeah.
Grab a glass.
The greatest song
Monday Night Madness with WB and DA the Waymaker.
Is this song?
Whoa!
But who you finna tell you for?
The greatest word I ever said
with Lady Q,
the man.
I gave my life an inventory.
Come on.
That's why I don't worry. I ask myself, what's greater than making love? The answer came to be blessed. To bless someone. Oh, the greatest song.
Come on, sir.
I ever sang is this song. The greatest words I ever said. I love you.
I love you.
Wow.
Give your life an inventory. Help me.
Oh.
Tell the story. Ask yourself what's better than making love. I hope you find. To be blessed, to bless someone, the greatest song I ever sang.
Hey, baby.
It's this song.
You know, I'm on air live.
The greatest words I ever said. I love you.
Good Lord.
I won't use the words.
That's Bill.
It's greater than making love.
Omar.
Whoa, whoa.
The greatest song.
The greatest song.
Come on, son.
I ever sang. It's this song. The greatest words I ever said. I love you.
That's Bill Omar. And then the man that I have to give credit to, bringing on the Waymaker, which led us to Lady Q, Dirk the Change Man Smith. I'll tell you more about that on the other side, okay? Come on!
Trying to tell myself that what I feel ain't real.
Come on, son.
I cried about it. I lied about it. To tell you the truth. Ooh. Almost died about it. And oh, baby. I'm still crazy. I'm crazy. Still you crazy about you.
You have BWB.
I know you moved
on. The Waymaker.
You got a new
come on, son.
Woo. I heard you got three kids.
It's time to fall out just to make up again.
That's Dirty Change Man Smith.
I heard that you're doing good.
Somebody wants to know who's singing that.
On your job.
Ow.
You got a promotion.
Oh,
but
Paul.
I hope that man is treating you good.
Okay.
The Change
giving
Man.
Giving you love and devotion.
I drink to that.
Baby,
come on.
I'm still crazy.
Crazy.
I'm still crazy.
Lady Q. Go to Studio W underscore Buzz. Studio W underscore Buzz. Come on.
Listen here, baby.
Ow.
I'm not trying to
hey, Mika.
Hell in your home before I give you stress.
Hey, Miss Mika, Mika.
Leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance,
come on, come on.
I just have to try.
Don't give up on me.
Before I close the door.
Come on.
Close the door and tell you goodbye, baby.
Don't give up on me. It's too soon.
I'm still crazy. I am crazy about you.
What have I done?
You.
I want to just hear me talking to you.
And express myself. I gotta say that I'm still crazy about you. About you.
Every time I put you, see it in my eyes.
Crazy about you.
Ain't too proud. Ain't you proud to be?
I don't understand.
Come on.
How that man has been with you this long, yes, and haven't changed your last name.
Now you know you want to steal her, man.
I understand it, good God Almighty. I heard you got his kids, but still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Baby, if he'd even taken you to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you.
I wouldn't bother you.
God Almighty, there's
come
still
on.
A chance. I want you to know there's still a
whoa.
Chance. You may be
Miss Coco.
Crazy. Crazy.
Hey, Miss Coco.
Oh, crazy. Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. What I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet. Behind my driver's
right behind.
Just the other day.
I think I need a little more of this than I
are you serious right now?
Baby, get too close to
in my dresser drawer. In the bottom drawer. There are pictures of you and I. Sometimes when
come
I'm
on.
Feeling down, I look
other when we went to the county fair. And I warn you, I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear. Oh, crazy. I know it sounds
come on.
All this time that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left for me, if you have anything left for me,
and then come on, this is Pucky. Come on, it's called Drop.
Don't stop. Drop.
Hello, honey.
And RBA native. We're making these are. And this is a local artist out of RBA.
Look out, Virginia. You're talking about Richmond, Virginia.
Look at I tried to told you. Waymaker. Man, I'm in my groove right now, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Q. Hey, girl. How are you? Come on, girl. Oh, you are next. You already know. Let me grab a bottle of water. Thirsty here. Oh. Yeah. I'm about to drop these headphones and get up and do my thing.
Don't get it. You might as well start it off right. There you go. Get it out of here, Jelly Bean. Monday Night Madness, y'all. Right here on Studio W. Get it out of here, Jelly Bean. There you go. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be a funky night tonight. That's what he called it, Monday Night Mad. Woo! We're just getting ready for the week. Come on,
beat. I said, jump!
Get it out of your WB.
Pull the matrix on him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Oh! Hey, welcome everyone. This is Monday Night Madness on the Buzz. Hey, that's right. For you first time listeners, it might be a surprise for you, but hey, don't matter. It doesn't matter. Hey, I've got my main man, the or D.A., Dull Waymaker, my co-host. Waymaker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm so excited, man. I had a great weekend. I got a chance to go down to New Orleans and be on the field with the Saints yesterday as they won the game. Oh, yeah. I touched the field.
Okay. You didn't tell me.
I'm already,
You didn't tell me you were going to be on the field. You didn't tell me you were going. Okay, all right.
Some things you don't need to know until it happens. Other than that, you'd have been looking for me. But I did take pictures because I know you're nosy.
Oh, so you know I'm nosy. And I want to know everything. And you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special guest tonight. I'm going to let you do the honors.
Please introduce
our guest on tonight's Monday Night Madness.
Well, it gives me great, great pleasure to introduce Miss Lady Q to the world. This is a global network, so anybody anywhere in the world have an opportunity to see you right here on Studio W, The Buzz. Once again, Miss Lady Q, thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, yes. Lady Q, okay. Now, perhaps you've been on other broadcasts before, and they classify those as interviews. We don't do that here.
No, we don't do.
We don't have interviews. We have conversations. We want to know about you, Lady Q. What I'm going to do, I'm going to drop one of your singles right now. All right? We're going to play all of them. But right after this, we want to know more about you. Okay?
Okay.
When did you start singing? When did you know that you could sing? We also want to know about family members. Okay? Who inspired you? And who else in your family have talents similar to yours, okay? Let's try this one right now.
Fellas,
when she's had enough.
When you find a good woman.
Come on.
Right.
This is Lady Q.
Enough, there's nothing you can say.
Come on, girl.
When a woman loves a man, she goes out of her way. Even when she's tired, she still makes a way. But when she's had enough, there is nothing you
can say.
When a woman loves a man, she goes out of her way. Even when she's tired, she still makes a way. But when she's had enough, there is nothing.
Lady Q.
You had a good woman, but you threw it all away. When a woman gets tired, there is nothing you can say. She took care of you, but you didn't appreciate. Out of all discussion, it's time we go our separate ways.
Come on, girl.
When a woman loves a man, she goes out of her way.
She'll go out of her way.
Tired, she still makes a way.
She'll still make a way.
But when she's had enough, there is nothing you can say.
When a woman
she goes out of her way.
When she
so lost in love. I couldn't see past the signs. I was a good woman to you, good woman. Even when you didn't treat me right. Now it's all over. It's time we say our goodbye. When a woman loves,
she goes out of her way.
When she really loves,
she still makes a way.
She'll go out of her way. Out of her way.
There is nothing you can say.
We want to stop the presses right now. Stop the presses. Stop the presses. Waymaker?
Yes, sir.
You know, when an artist comes on as magnificent as Lady Q.
Wow.
I have to drop the mic. I have to drop the mic.
Dropping the mic?
I dropped the mic.
Go ahead.
And I'm glad that I found some new supplies because I'm fresh out of mics. I had to have some refurbished. Yeah. Lady Q, I heard that jam earlier tonight. Today. And good gracious. I want, what are your intentions? Are you just trying to hurt people? I mean, what's going on, girl?
No. Not at all.
Good Lord. I'm talking about that good hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. That good hurt.
That good hurt.
Lord Jesus. Now, question. Lady Q, where are you?
I am in Louisiana.
Shreveport?
I am actually in Sibley, Louisiana, but I am originally from Ada Taylor, Louisiana.
You know what? The thing that gets me, Waymaker, there's some funny town names that I never heard of before.
Oh, absolutely. We got some names for you.
I know. And just like in Mississippi. Hey, did you get a Waymaker? Have you ever heard of Boogie Bottom, Mississippi?
Boogie Bottom, cold water, hot coffee.
Oh, wow.
No, okay. All right. Let's move right along. Let's get back. Lady Q, love that. And we've got more. And tell us, when did you start singing?
Well, I started singing, really been singing all my life. I started like, I don't know, maybe 6, 8 years old.
Right.
Listening at my dad play the guitar.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he was my inspiration. My dad played the guitar.
Oh,
and
man.
I was the only one out of 4 kids that would run home when I heard the amplifier come on. take the comb or brush and throw my hair all over my head and try to sing.
Oh my God. And so your dad, now, so tell us, you say your dad was a guitar player. Was he also a singer?
Yes. He okay. could really sing.
Okay. And
he used, back in the day, he used to have a group, him and his brothers.
Really? There's so much talent, Waymaker, and some of the talent that we haven't heard is greater than the talent that we have heard.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's why this is where talent meets the world, right here on CBW.
And this is the platform for that. Okay? Yes. Now, you can talk about AGT, America's Got Talent. You can talk about talent or whatever these musical shows are. But we are dedicated to promote some of the greatest talent that has never been heard or exposed to the level that you need to be right here on this network. And Waymaker, this is our mission. I promise you that.
Absolutely.
And Lady Q, I've only heard one song so far. And guess what? I promise you right now, we're going to play everything that you sent us. Now, but I want to know, you said you started singing around the age of 6 or 7 or whatever it is. Are there any other, now, aside from your dad, are there any other singers in your family that are still singing, that inspired you, or that did it stop right there?
Not really. I have a stepbrother that sings, but it basically was my father. And then my idol all my life has been Tina Turner. Uh-huh. So that's why I would take a comb and brush and throw my hair all over my head like Tina.
Yep.
Right. Yep. You know, I could, as a matter of fact, I could hear some Tina in that last song.
Oh, yeah. I actually, on my album, I recorded the cover as number 10.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Amazing stuff. So this is what we're going to do. Let's go to, let's do it right now. Rodeo Q. Oh, I can't. Oh, my goodness. Let's get to it.
Omar wrote this.
Monday Night Madness. WB. DJ. The Waymaker. And Lady Q. Oh, let me back grab a glass. I need to grab a drink. Come on. I need to get one.
It's been a minute, but I don't forget. Roll a few horses and I ain't been thrown yet. I'm a real cowgirl. I'm on a vibe. My legs around you and I'm ready to ride. No matter how rough, I can see your bone. Slow. I'm gonna ride it.
somebody right.
Oh, yeah.
So when you get that check on Friday, we gon' need the whole check. I got that kind of loving you won't forget. I'ma take your whole check.
Come on, girl.
And I don't mind getting arrested. You may be your plaything.
your pain together. He'd be there with you all the time.
You don't know what's going on over here.
To get love from you, he says he has to beg.
Never that.
You won't even wash no clothes. You won't even scramble no way. He don't have to decide.
That's
because he's gonna be with me. Going by what he's been saying, you the only one that's been playing. Maybe you're plaything.
Come on.
But this is my man. I ain't letting him go that easy. I ain't sharing. He may be your plaything, but this is my. You're really number two.
Yes, you are.
You can stop calling this phone.
You better stop it.
Cause he don't wanna be with you.
He may be your plaything. He's my man. But this is my man. He is my man. I ain't letting him go that easy. I ain't sharing.
Come on.
He may.
Come on, girl.
Lady Q. You know, you know, look, that's right. A waymaker, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's no question. It's no question. It's no question. You know, it's something to, you listen to great music, great artists, but when you have the opportunity to have that artist in your presence and you have an opportunity to have a conversation with that audience, while their music and after their music is playing. Lady Q, thank you. I just want to thank you.
Both of y'all are truly welcome. I'm glad to be in your presence tonight.
Right. Now, you remember, the last thing I said to you when I talked to you earlier tonight, I said, get ready to have a good time.
Yes, you did.
Now, the question is, are you having a good time?
I am.
And Waymaker will tell you, this is different. And I have no idea how many interviews you've had before. But we don't give interviews. We have conversations with our audience.
Okay. Absolutely.
And if you were to say, I don't know whether it's fair to say this or not, because I'm sure you've had some great interviews, but conversations. How do you compare this to conversations you've had in the past?
Well, with an interview, you know, they basically asking me a lot of questions, kind of digging into my personal life mostly.
Okay.
You don't really listen to a lot of my music. You might hear one or two songs, maybe.
Right.
But it's really not all about me, you know, not necessarily.
Right. Thank you so much for saying that. We don't want to know about your personal life. We want to know about you and your journey and your music.
Yes.
Okay. We don't, this is not love and hip hop. And all, and the scandals and things. I don't care about any of that. What we want to know, you started singing at the age of 6. And who inspired you the most?
Like I said, my dad.
Your dad?
My dad inspired me the most.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I started singing and soon started singing in the church, of course. I was a church girl.
Okay.
Then in 1994, I started singing with a group called Ecstasy.
Okay.
Under a small record label called NC Records. And that was in 1994. We traveled all around the 318 area, entering talent shows, and some of them winning. And we won one talent show that gave us the opportunity to go to the Soul Train Music Awards.
Wow. So okay. You said 318 area code.
318.
318. Where is that?
Louisiana.
Okay.
I call it the 318 area.
Okay. Waymaker?
Yes.
This is what we're trying to make sure we connect the dots.
Absolutely.
We want the 318 to go to the 909-714-803-804-719. So...
508-773-905.
Wherever.
We can't go around the world right here, right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Jerome Critton, her dad and his brothers used to play, love their music every Sunday on their porch.
On the porch. That's right.
Wow. Whoa.
Jerome is from my hood.
Wow.
Jerome is from my hood.
Wow. And Shakira Colbert, Laquita Stevens, salute to you, Queen. Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, yeah. Thank you so much. J.L. Jarvis Thompson.
Okay.
Hey, what's good, y'all? Ladies and gentlemen, wow. Thank you so much. Seven of us there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, one of our favorite fans that listens to everything. Yeah. She listens to everything. Seven Up, love you, love you, love you. Kim Rogers out of Longview, Texas. Thank you so much for listening in. Wow, Lady Q, you have blessed us. You have graced us. Love your music. Love your voice.
Thank you.
Now, let me ask you. Do you have any form of vocal training, or is this all natural?
This is all natural.
Oh!
All natural. Let me tell you something. You know, I used to be on the Gita Jones record label.
Okay.
Tita was the one who brought me out. I started singing in 1994. After I stopped singing, I went back to the church. And I started back singing, was introduced to Southern Soul by Jeter Jones.
Okay.
In 2018.
Oh.
What's that, like 24 years?
Right.
24 years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah. When I started again.
Let's tell what's really amazing. My sister, Emma. Hey, Emma, where are you anyway? She hasn't commented anyway today. Where are you, Emma? Emma, when I started this radio station, I remember coming back about six, seven years ago, and so she introduced me to this new genre. It wasn't new, but Southern Soul. But the new artist that came on, Gita Jones, Sir Charles Jones, let's go down the list of artists that we've had the pleasure of introducing. Gita Jones was the first person that she introduced me to. The first song was Black Horse. Gita Jones. Fell in love with Southern Soul, the new version, I'm going to say new version of Southern Soul. Okay? With Gita Jones. And I've been blown away. And you are my favorite genre of music. I just love music. I love jazz, blues, gospel, soul, R&B, Southern Soul, my favorite.
Wow.
Because it encompasses all of those elements that I just mentioned. Blues.
WB.
Yes, sir.
I just didn't mean to stop you, but I had to.
Go ahead. Stop.
Okay, it's a must. And I tell you the reason why is a little more than me.
No, we
my
missed,
grandfather, his friend.
We missed your question.
Sit on the porch.
No, you had.
So my question is that how did that feel to be in that type of environment?
Was the question addressed to me?
Yes.
Can you repeat it because you were breaking up? So we didn't
right.
miss the we missed it okay. from the first beginning.
Okay, the question is that how did it feel to be in that environment that your granddaddy or your father was on the porch playing outside?
Oh,
you know,
man,
that environment.
Oh,
that's some vibe.
That was an
that's
awesome
great.
Feeling. I mean, just to hear my dad sing, what I wouldn't give to hear him again, God rest his soul. But I knew my dad was so proud of me, even on his deathbed, because I mean, just to share a funny moment with you guys, when he was passing, I went over on the day before he passed, and I asked him, I couldn't hardly keep his attention, and I asked him, I kept trying to talk to him, he acted like he didn't know who I was or whatever, so I started playing my music. I would always play music when I went over to see him, because he loved music. He loved Tyrone Davis, Willie Clayton, Johnny Taylor. He loved that. He loved it. And so I would play some of that sometime. But that particular night, I played my music.
Right.
And I couldn't get him. He didn't know, recognize who I was. So when I played my song, I said, Daddy. And it took him a long time. He finally brought his eyes down because his eyes was already set. He brought his eyes down. I asked him, I said, who is that? Who is that singing? He said, that's Lady Q.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And I said, wow. Who is Lady Q? He said, that's Lady Q. And I said, well, who am I? He said, I don't know who the hell you are. But it was funny to me because we shared that last moment,
wow.
You know, and I knew he was proud because even though in the midst of it all, he didn't know who I was. He knew my music. And
oh,
when I released that first album, my dad played that music over and over and over. You know, everybody would say, okay, now, Billy Ray.
Wow.
We love Lady Q too, but we want to hear something different.
But you know
so
what?
They knew he was proud.
Oh, that wow. is perfect. Absolutely special. That's
yes.
amazing. Wow. Hey, Kim Rogers, one of our favorite listeners, but I just love Kim. Love her so much. Yep. Three fire and one heart emoji. That's good enough for us. We got Lady Q here. We love these stories. Lady Q, Waymaker.
Yes.
A lot of people underestimate the power of music.
Absolutely.
You have people right now that don't know their relatives, but you play some music, it
yes.
will wake them up.
Yeah.
How in the world does it happen? The music is so powerful, and I think it's really,
yeah.
Lady Q, I believe that it's underestimated. It is underestimated. And certainly underappreciated.
I would certainly say it's underestimated because when I'm having a bad day, or if I'm overwhelmed,
come on, girl,
I can turn that music on and it'll change my whole atmosphere. My attitude changes completely. You know, I can be at work and I'm having a hard time, but if I play that music, I have no care in the world.
Baby, you just nailed it. Let's do this.